Let me introduce our distinguished faculty from the far side of the podium. And as I introduce them, I'm going to ask them just very briefly, we were chatting in the faculty room before we got started, is there one or two presentations at this ASCO meeting on lung cancer you're particularly looking forward to hear? And Heather Wakely, anything in particular strikes your fancy?
Well, Neil, there's a lot that's looking at the markers that we've been using to hopefully select chemotherapy, and there are three abstracts focus on that. The ones that we have data, unfortunately, don't show that our use of ERCC1 or RRM1 is necessarily as promising as we had hoped, but still, I think there's a lot that we still have to learn about that. So there'll be a couple presentations on Monday in the metastatic lung, and then the TASTE trial will be presented in the local lung session on Tuesday morning.
Yeah, that should be really interesting. Yeah. Corey Langer, what are you looking forward to hearing about?
There's a very practical paper that'll be presented during one of the lung plenaries by Ralph Zinner called the PRONOUNCE trial, and it looks at two of the most popular regimens used in the United States. So for the clinicians amongst us, PEM-CARBO versus PAC-CARBO-BEV. And it has an unusual endpoint, a composite toxicity, grade 4 toxicity, and PFS endpoint, looking at time without.
That should be really interesting. John Haymock, you're talking about maintenance therapy here, but you're also kind of an angiogenesis kind of guy. Anything strikes your fancy there?
There are exciting results with angiogenesis coming out, but I think the most exciting new emerging area that we're going to hear more about is immunotherapy, I think, this year. There's one presentation in particular on Monday afternoon about a monoclonal to PD-L1. I think it's called MP3480L. And in that study, it's 37 patients. The objective response rate was about a quarter of the patients, 24%, had responses to this immunotherapy. And among the patients they saw with PD-L1, all of them responded. So, it seems like immunotherapy's time is finally here, where we're reproducibly getting objective responses and having a lot of new drugs in the field.
And I think all of us have some pretty interesting memories about last year's ASCO meeting when Julie Brammer presented anti-PD-1, really encouraging results. Ross Kamage, you're going to be talking about ALK translocations management of those patients here tonight. What's happening here at ASCO that you're looking forward to see?
So some of the tyrosine kinase inhibitors, the next generation is arriving. We're going to see updates in the Clinical Science Symposium on LDK, second generation ALK inhibitor, and then in the poster discussion on second generation ALK inhibitor, AP26113. And I have to mention that the compound, which is actually buried in the developmental therapeutic session, is also something to look out for. That's a second generation EGFR inhibitor that's specific for T790M.
And we'll pick up a little bit on some of these. Of course, we don't know the data on a lot of it. Robert Perker, you're going to be talking about management of patients with EGFR mutations. What are you looking forward to see here?
I'm looking forward for the presentation of the trials with nintedanib, which is a VEGFR TKI, and it's evaluated in combination with second-line chemotherapy, docetaxel or pemetrexed plus minus nintedanib. So I'm looking forward for this, and I'm also looking forward for the Stimovax results, a vaccination trial in stage 3 disease, chemo radiotherapy, and then a randomization versus placebo or Stimovax.
Yeah, we've been looking forward to that one for a while. I'm going to add one of my papers I've got my eye on. I'm curious, John, what your thoughts about it. This whole concept of next generation sequencing, finding mutations, and here it looks like there's a paper with BRAF mutations in lung cancer with dabrafenib, which of course just got approved in melanoma. Looks like, from the abstract, looks like they maybe saw some responses.
Yeah, well, this is very exciting. So BRAF mutant lung cancers look like they respond like melanoma. Now, part of the reason that's interesting is in colon cancer, where BRAF mutants are more common, those do not seem to respond well. And there's preclinical work that suggests that this may be because they're upregulating other pathways like EGFR. So it's exciting to see lung cancer BRAF mutants do respond. It's worth pointing out that there's actually different RAF mutations in lung cancer. There's activating and inactivating, and there's previous work from Faye Johnson in our group that showed inactivating RAF mutations may respond to dasatinib, a different drug through a different mechanism. So I think we're now not only getting to a time where we get these rare mutations, but we're going to have to sort out which ones to pick the drug right.
So I'm going to ask Heather to come to the podium. We'll begin our first module. Just a couple more words about what we did for this meeting. Here are the five community-based oncologists who work with us. We really appreciate their help in planning this meeting, and we'll talk more about them and their cases as we go through the meeting. On your iPads, you have all the slides. Actually, of course, we're always getting the speakers to pull slides out, but their entire slides are there, including the ones that we asked them to pull out so we could spend more time talking. Also, obviously, you took the poll. Hopefully, all of you took the poll, and we'll show the results of the poll as we go through the meeting. If you could use the iPad also to complete the evaluation form and let us know what we did that you liked tonight, what could be improved. We will be posting this meeting as an enduring program on the web, and you can also listen to it and see the slides on your phone. We'll send you an email once that's ready to go, and again, please fill out your evaluation form. We are doing our annual oncology rockathon here, doing a symposium every night, and tomorrow night, please come back for our colorectal cancer meeting. On Sunday night, we'll be downstairs talking about multiple myeloma, non-Hodgkin lymphoma. And on Monday night, we'll be talking about metastatic breast cancer specifically.